following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher at KLMJ in Hampton and Ronald Schlechta at the Kelowna News in Kelowna. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks for taking our questions. Wanted to get your latest take on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, and now the talk about the grain deal that was brokered is going to be halted by Russia. What concerns you about that?
Well, it has an impact on international trade of grain, and it's going to be particularly hard on a few countries of mostly Africa, I believe. And they're generally poor countries, so the less market, the less grain you have on the world market, the higher price it is. The United States probably won't enter into this by itself, but through the UN and through the president of Turkey, and those two dealing with Russia, we hope we can get it turned around and we don't have this embargo on grain leaving the Black Sea, because we need it out of Ukraine. Ukraine is the biggest producer of sunflowers and the oil that comes from it. They're very big in wheat production, some corn as well, and it's going to make a big impact on the price of grain if it doesn't get on the world market. Besides the humanitarian aspect of it being, of hurting these low-income countries. Ron?
The Supreme Court had ruled against the president in regards to student loan forgiveness, and he comes back with another program. What is your take on that?
My take on it is that it's wrong for the president to do that. And I don't know whether he's got any more power under a different segment of the education law than he did in the first one, but we know how the courts ruled in the first one. Maybe the courts will rule he doesn't have the authority to do this. But I would like to make it permanent that he can't do it, and that's why I'm co-sponsoring legislation in the United States Senate to say the president can't do it. I think it's a slippery slope. You start doing it for student loans, you're going to do it for people's car payments, their mortgages, et cetera. And I think another thing that when you take out a loan, it's expected that you'll repay it or you shouldn't take it out. And so you avoid personal responsibility for the loan. And I just think it's a bad policy. And that's why I'd like to legislate any question about this so that the president would never try different routes to accomplish the same thing the Supreme Court said he didn't have the authority to do. Brian?
Senator, what is the latest on the your push for a vote on the cattle price transparency of legislation?
Well, it happens that just last week I had a meeting of the main sponsors of the bill in my office, and we've decided to push forward with it like we did last year. We got it out of committee without a roll call vote because it was so overwhelmingly supported. And we think it still has the same amount of support with 12 Republicans and 10 Democrats listed as sponsors as well. And it's needed to be done to get a fair market for cattle producers, or even be able to get a market for cattle producers, because the big four have a cozy relationship with the big feedlots of Texas and Kansas, and they fill up their daily kill. So sometimes Iowa and Nebraska and Minnesota cattle producers can't get a market. And if they do get a market, maybe they can't deliver their cattle for 30 days. So the bill that I'm talking about would reserve a certain amount of space on the daily kill, what we call the chain, and that would be reserved for people that negotiate a daily price, and you'd be able to deliver your cattle within 14 days, just like the people that contract do it. Ronald?
Back to Ukraine. Is there any end in sight of the conflict or the funding that the United States has given them?
It doesn't look like it. It's slowed. I think that Ukraine didn't anticipate the hard work that the Russians put in to build up their defenses, and it's slow moving. There's a little bit of progress being made each day by Ukraine, but nothing that you can really hold hope that this war is going to be over by the end of the year. And I'm afraid that if Ukraine can't show more progress, support by the American taxpayers is going to weaken. So I really wish them luck in making great progress. Brian?
Senator, any updates on the farm bill debate, and where do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I think it's going to go to a five-year bill like we normally do. It'll be passed by Christmas. We won't have to have a one-year extension. And what most farmers are concerned about would be maintaining crop insurance, and I believe it will be retained. Ronald, you'll have the last question.
Okay. Just at a NATO conference over there in Europe, do you think anything was accomplished by the president being there?
Yes, and the president needed to be there, and thank God he was. It's hard for me to say what he accomplished, but I think the rest of the nations accomplished a great deal to solidify their efforts to keep Russia in Russia, out of Ukraine, and to do everything they can to help Ukraine in their fight against Russia. And I think to some extent, Europe shows more of a backbone than the United States does in helping, except for the fact that the United States spends more of its money than Europe spends helping Ukraine. But except for that, the Europeans seem to be more united and more forceful in wanting to help Ukraine and get a clear victory than even our own president wants to. Thank you both for participating. We'll be back to you later on this year.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Ronald, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.